Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Hods to Hods podcast premiere show, The Attic, every Wednesday at 11. We discuss current events from a pro-urban perspective. And with that being said, good evening, everyone. I am Ken Hodge, co-producer of the Hodge to Hodge podcast, The Attic. And here we are Wednesday night, ready to have good conversation. Hopefully we can learn some things. Definitely want to get a laugh or two. And again, set you to sleep so you can have a wonderful Thursday. Hey, I got all my brothers and sisters with me. Roll call. Da-da-da-da. Roll call. Baby boy, how you feeling?
I'm all right.
See, you starting that shit already. Okay. Baby sis. Baby sis, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right, everybody good? All right. Hey, Brother Messenger, how you feeling tonight?
Today has been a great day, and I'm looking forward to a fantastic show. Let's get it popping.
Cool. Sister Pearl, how are you doing today?
I am as fine as frog hair split four ways. Thank you.
Okay. Who am I missing? Sister Sunshine.
Yes.
Sister
show
Sunshine,
your love, sir. She not here tonight?
Nurse Carmen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
Nurse
okay.
Carmen, First Lady,
yes.
How you doing tonight? She said she
I'm great. Thank you very much. Hello,
I
everyone.
I got quick confirmation on that, man.
Oh,
like, yes.
She is here.
See?
Sister Sunshine? I'm sorry, Brother Kenny.
Sister Sunshine, how you doing? No, okay. Hey, anyway.
That wasn't her voice? Okay.
No, that was somebody playing. But anyway, did I forget
all right.
anybody? All right. Hey, but listen, this is The Attic. The Attic, again, we like to talk about what's going on in the world. And again, probably from a perspective, 99.8% is a very, very urban perspective. She said, make that a little bigger. Okay, 95% is a very, very urban perspective. But again, everybody has an idea. And again, it's welcome on this show. Tonight, with all the craziness going on in the world, you know, last week we did a show and we talked at the end. Me and Baby Sis went into some dialogue about the end of a Bill Maher television show. And on that show at the end, there was a lady there who was telling the world to wake up to some constitutional changes that are proposed constitutional changes. So we're going to dip back into that, but I want to start off with the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment. We had talked during the week in a little meeting. We had talked earlier in the week, and we were talking about the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. I'm going to start the conversation with, I don't think outside of the military or police. Anyone should have the right to bear any arm outside of hunting rifles. And you don't use pistols and automatic handguns, automatic weapons on hunting. So, again, no disrespect to the hunters. You know, I'd much rather go right over to Pathmark or, oh, I'm in Ohio now, I forgot, right over to Kroger's and get my food. See,
I don't know Pathmark.
I know. See, you know what's funny, man? Everybody understands that Jersey Pathmark. But anyway, I'd rather go there and get my food than go hunting. But the point I'm making is, again, I'm very, very serious and adamant that nobody should be able to carry weapons at all. And when I say that, first thing I hear is Second Amendment rights. Again,
right.
I don't profess to be a Harvard law scholar, but as I read the Second Amendment rights, it starts off with a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. When I read that statement right there, we have a well-regulated militia. So as far as I'm concerned, if we meet that first line in the opening of the Second Amendment, I think that justifies nobody having weapons. Talk to me, Panna. What's your thoughts on that?
Agree. Well, show's over. Sorry, man.
See, that's why it is a 95%. Go ahead.
I don't think weapons are necessary at all. Even for hunting, I don't think it's necessary. I understand we've got them now where we grow our own food and stuff of that nature, so there is really no need to hunt. What glory is that of us to go and take one of God's creatures and cut his head off and pin it to our walls? So, and they call that hunting. That's not a sport. If you want to be a sport, let that animal be able to hunt you as well. Then you might change your
brother
mind
messenger.
About the hunting thing.
Brother Messenger,
yes,
when's the last
yes,
time
sir.
You had like a, well, hold on now. Let me paint this picture for you. A T-bone. I'm talking about like
mm-hmm.
really cooked with some onions on this. I'm saying, when last time you enjoyed that meal, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Like the point that I'm making is that
you.
Meal that I got. Nobody didn't hunt it. They raised the animal up so that it could be prepared for that. Nobody didn't hunt that animal.
Okay. All right. But again, let me say this though, okay? Shit. I ain't fucking with them hunters, man. I'm just gonna put it point blank. I'm sorry. if we say no weapons but the police, let me tell you, man. First of all, the NRA ain't gonna go away anyway. You know, but if
right.
I say nobody, not even the hunters, shit, you may as well stop that idea before it starts. So I'm saying we're used to the bullshit of having weapons, so we're not gonna go from 100 to zero, but let's go from 100 to 30. And again, shotguns, bow and arrows. I mean, again, these are weapons that we've come accustomed to hunting with. So I would leave that there because, again, we do have dominion over all this shit down here. So if I choose to put some double op buckshot in that goddamn and that bear's head to make me a coat, that's wrong. That's wrong. I was really going to say I don't have a major, major issue with that. I don't. Let me we'll talk about that another day because I really want to explain that. But what about these weapons? Baby sis, you think everybody should have a weapon?
Yeah, I do. I think you should have the right to bear arms. And in fact, I do have a weapon.
Well, now, let me say this to the audience. Because I am adamant that nobody should have weapons, I do not mean to let you think I don't have a bunch of weapons. I only have a bunch of weapons because you have a bunch of weapons, okay? If we could come to an understanding where everybody throw away their weapons, I would be in favor of that. But no, that just would not be intelligent. If I threw away my weapons and you kept yours, no, that's not going to happen. But I would. I'm in favor of it. So you talk about, okay, when we talk about weapons, if nobody had a weapon, you know, there are places on earth, man, that weapons aren't allowed. Again, and as long as they're not allowed, you can't have a handgun in England, I'm pretty sure. Can you, Sister Purr?
I believe you are correct.
There are places where,
Canada,
you know, that's not allowed. You just can't do it. So if nobody can do it, you don't hear a whole lot of stuff going on with it. I mean, there isn't any fatalities that a weapon would have solved, is what I'm saying. Because let me tell you, when you start carrying weapons, and again, I've carried my share of weapons, just that weapon on your side gives you about an extra 2 or 3 inches on your chest. Just that weapon, again, and that goes for police also. But just having that weapon, I don't know. I just think that it's unnecessary. And if we're going to have a better society, I think it's unnecessary.
It is, but unfortunately, it's the world that we live in now. And so, I mean, I just have it for protection, period.
Hold on.
Because
then,
of the world in which we live in now.
Hey, baby bro, what's your thought? What do you think? Should we have guns?
Listen, first you started talking about animals, right? Using weapons to hunt animals. You follow me?
Okay.
Now you're talking about they shouldn't have guns because what you fail to realize is you got people out there, whether they got a gun or not, they might try to climb through your window or do you bodily harm. Plus, guns has been around. It's pretty much been the basic thing to walk around with a gun. Normally, when you got a gun and that person got a gun, y'all normally don't mess with each other unless you're crazy.
There's a point there.
That's a whole bunch of different areas there why you should get rid of guns and why you shouldn't.
Now, again, I'm saying I think all guns should be wiped out. Again, with the true exception of police and military. I don't think anybody, not even – I put the hunting in there because, again, because of the society we live in, there better be some bipartisan shit in whatever it is that you need 100% buy-in on. Nobody's giving up shit. So, again, if we could talk people into giving up weapons, you are not going to talk people into giving up the right to hunt because people think they need to do that. So, honestly, like I said, my true perspective is nobody has guns.
I mean, people hunt just for the sport of it.
Is it really a sport, though?
Yeah, no, it's not. Because they actually got, like, a reserve over there in Africa somewhere, different spots where they take you to where the animal is that you want to shoot. All you got to do is aim and fire.
Right, so they call it a sport, but it's not really a sport. So let's rule that out for hunting purposes and stuff. And if we balance it out as far as who hunts and who doesn't hunt, then we still got a section with guns, and we know who that section is. So we're still uneven, and then it still creates a problem. So if we were to just – and we all know we're just talking on it because we all know that it's not going to happen – we'll go to World War III before that happens. But in the right society, there is no need for guns because we have to come together to understand that we are all one. Oh, that's right. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
I was getting ready to be like, hey, easy. Hold on now. Hold up to tomorrow night. Okay. Hey, but again, that's just my feelings on that's just my feelings on the whole handgun thing. And again, when I read the Second Amendment, when it talks about a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, again, when that was written, we didn't have police officers. We didn't have army. We had Minutemen soldiers. So, again, we're not there anymore.
and single
Well, you got to remember there was
rifles.
A time. There was a time when you had one guy. He was the sheriff. And if shit got too thick, he would go out and get a posse. But that one sheriff, you pretty much kind of kept your order. But everybody had a gun. The only way that he had to do his job is what? If somebody stepped out of line and used their gun when they wasn't supposed to. And then they tried to start controlling that. It was kind of like trying to domesticate the human being. Wean them off them guns.
Wean them off them.
That's why you had to, yeah.
He said the nation,
that's
the nation been breastfeed off of weapons, man.
Yeah, that's why they went from getting a posse to, and they just ended up calling that posse pretty much the police force.
Okay. Well, you know what? Speaking on posses and police force, we're just going to take that and spin that right into some other shit that's going on this week. That doesn't matter if you've been asleep all week. I know everybody's up on what's old girl name? Amoretta?
Omarosa.
Omarosa. Omarosa. I'm skipping because it just hit me pretty hard. Omarosa. yo, let me tell you something. They talking about the president. There might be a tape where he said the N-word. I'm sorry, I can't say the N-word. He said nigga. Okay, I don't believe that I'll say the N-word. But they said it might be a tape. Before we go deeper into this conversation about Omarosa, I got to ask you, podcast audience, who in the hell in their right mind don't think that man says nigga on a regular basis, man? I mean, so does anybody, am I the only one that think that that's like a common word for him when he talk about black people?
We know that.
Yeah, we already know
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's
what gets me every day.
Right.
But
that's
watch
what
this
gets
though.
Me when,
go ahead,
when so they that's what gets me now is because oh no, we need a tape. We don't need no tape to know that that's what he say. He tell us in every way possible, every day that
absolutely.
He talks, that he says it on a regular basis. So we don't need a tape. And if Omarosa is she's not able to produce a tape, then she's a liar. Come on, you don't need. I mean,
no.
She got her belt tonight.
No,
she
no,
is
she's
a liar,
not a liar.
Though.
No, no,
yes,
hold on.
She's
a dog.
Yeah,
she
is. She's got her faults, right?
But
she is. She's got some stuff. Right, but that's what I'm saying. But if she doesn't produce a tape, then they don't think that she's telling the truth.
I got a segue here for a minute back to Nurse Carmen, because you said with a little bit of intensity that
she's
a
liar.
Yes, she is.
That's
so,
right.
Why you call her a liar? I'm just curious.
What were her words when she first took that job in office about president? Come on.
Listen.
But why say it? Even though we know she was lying about what she was saying, why say it?
But she was hustling. Watch this. Part of her. Listen, wait a minute now. I'm just trying to say.
So one got to lie to hustle? One don't have to lie to do their hustle.
No.
Oh, yes. Watch this. If you're trying
to
be.
To lie.
If you're trying to be Omarosa working in the White House, oh, yeah, not only do you have to lie, you're going to have to lie consistently and fix your face so I can believe that lie.
Lie to them. Don't lie to us.
But I'm saying.
Keep it inside that office. Keep it inside the house.
When they gave her that job, do you really think that wasn't one of the big parts? Not they. When 45 gave her that job, do you really think that wasn't a requirement of her to support him? Because he knew the nation that wasn't already in his camp looked at him as a racist. So when he put her in that position, I wanted to best you. In fact, her only job requirement was you just got to say nice shit about me. And I got to tell you something.
That was a strategic move on his part.
Watch
yes,
this.
I do believe that.
But I
got to
tell you something. And let's be for real for a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on, brother. Hold on. If the man came to you and offered you that job, $180,000 a year, and all I need you to do is say nice shit about me, how many of y'all would definitely say, hell no, I don't want that job?
I love the way he comb his hair back. And
them suits is
something else, boy.
Huh? I'll be like, this shit don't fit him, but he look nice in him. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all
right.
Now, the only people I could really say, now, again, if you just don't lie about anything, then I get that. If your moral high ground is correct, and again, Lotus, anybody who takes this job, I mean, excuse me, me and everybody else who would take this job, we're dipping on the moral ground. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I think that anybody who knows me know I would be full of shit, and I would be perfectly fine with that.
Okay. Well, initially, wasn't her title, wasn't she supposed to be the liaison between for the black people?
Yes.
That was initially what her position was supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because it wasn't like she was supposed to be some kind of figure in the black community either. I don't know why he picked her for that position, because it wasn't like she was doing anything great in the community to begin with.
Because he didn't give a damn, and he
wasn't going to do anything great himself, so he didn't need her to be doing anything. Because if she was doing something, then she'd expect him to do something. He didn't want somebody doing something. He just wanted a figurehead so that he could continue to.
But I mean, it wasn't even like she was a figurehead, because people weren't even like she wasn't even a relatable person to begin with.
No. She was up in the inner cabinet. Whatever the hell her job was, right up until my man General Kelly showed up.
No, but I mean, he picked her to be able to go out into the community and be able to relate to folks, but she wasn't relatable, because nobody wasn't looking at her like that. She wasn't all of that in the community, is what I'm saying.
Of course, but I'm just saying, look at it this way.
Yeah, let me just say,
she
look
got
at
picked
it this
because,
way. The Secretary of Education, she knew nothing about education.
Right.
Don't forget Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. He knew nothing about HUD, so that wasn't a qualification for Trump. You didn't have to know anything. Where I want you to be.
Came right out of his own mouth and said, he knew she wasn't. Come on. See, I'm saying they hustling backwards now. He told the nation he knew that lady was not qualified, but he was trying to give her a break. And his break was she was in one of the highest paid positions in the cabinet. I'm trying to give her a break.
Yeah, she was making just as much as Kelly was making, wasn't she?
Yes,
she was making just as much as
was.
Kelly.
She made the same amount as the director of the FBI.
Well, now, don't get me wrong.
$180,000 a year. Army. Right. Yeah.
Well, see, now, wait a minute. Now, there's a couple of ways to look at this, because we all know that he just did it because he really didn't give a damn about the position or really have any sincere feelings toward helping Black America. So it didn't matter who got put there. It was going to be a Black person, and she'd been hanging out with his ass for the last 10 years on the show. And he mentioned her. So, I mean, that was some bullshit, but I see the hustle, though. And I see the hustle. And if you were to come to me with that, knowing I don't have the skills to pay any bills, but you going to offer me a damn job in the cabinet paying 180 Gs, I'm sorry, y'all. That if we out here hustling, tell me what could be better. Now at the White House, I got access to the president. You can call him what the hell you want to call him, but he's still the president of the United States. So now I got access to that. You got to be, I don't know. I think anybody would really take that spot. I do. Well, excuse me, let me rephrase that. Very few people would turn that down. Yeah. Because I'd have took the job.
Right. I mean, because they hustling, she hustled her way up to the top. You don't get any higher than that.
And when she got fired, they said
she wouldn't leave. When she got fired, she went kicking and screaming, right?
They brought her ass in the situation room. Now, let me tell you, the situation room, man. Situation room is for, like, combat briefings. Watch it. We got Osama bin Laden in our sights, Mr. President. You want to go in a you want to go in a Situation Room and watch this shit. That's just usually not a room for hiring and firing. There's some top level shit going on there. And
right.
He took Kelly took her in there. So I mean, and then after she fired,
which is unheard of. Which is unheard of. They said that's unheard of to do that in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
To fire somebody like that in that room. The situation.
But again, that just goes to show you that the whole thing was something other than what it is. And I think what I think was, to get right down to it, I think that General Kelly realized Donald Trump fucked up in his hiring decision, and he didn't take into consideration that the Trump was hooking her ass up. And I think he really thought I was making a business decision here because she ain't got no damn business in here. Now, don't get me wrong. He's just as rotten as the rest of them. But I think that's what really kicked that off because he didn't even talk to Donald Trump about it until after.
Don't believe
that. He talked to him.
Donald Trump knew exactly what was going on. Man. They was just ready for her to go.
Okay.
She knew
he was playing dumb.
Like
he was playing dumb, like
right.
He wasn't aware of it, but he
right.
knew.
He knew.
But the story says he didn't know.
You to go.
Story
well,
says
of
he
course
didn't know.
He had to
right.
act like
so,
he didn't know.
So if the story is he didn't know, then you know he knew.
That's right.
Well,
she got him on.
Trump
she got him on tape.
Is,
she got. She has 45 on tape. She got
I give her map. Think about this right here. You in the White House. You in a cabinet position. I'll bet you 80% of the folks in those meetings have taped those meetings. Because after one or two meetings with Donald Trump, with 45, excuse
mm-hmm.
me, after one or two meetings with 45, you got to know. We about to, watch this. We about to come across some scandalous shit here that we going to get caught up in. I don't know what is coming, but I know messing with 45, it's going to be some scandalous shit. And I want to be prepared. Yeah.
Well, she's got everybody nervous right now because she's claiming she has several tapes. So she's got quite a few people nervous right now.
No.
See, and I don't think everybody got tapes. I don't think everybody was hip to the game like she was hip to. And I don't think everybody got tapes. Here's the thing.
Cohen did. But she was on a global level. They just took the TV show from Channel 4
to
the White
House.
That's all. And that's all she's playing now. And that's been renamed from The Apprentice to The Omarosa Show.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's her time now, Michelle.
Oh, all right. Okay, you caught me sleeping. I have my mouth open on that one.
She got paid twice. The guy that played... if you ever seen The Green Mile, she was married to him, and I'm pretty sure he had some money.
Seth Rogen?
So she got some money, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said The Green Hornet. The Green Mile, my bad.
The Green Mile.
the
big black nigga.
The Green Hornet.
Ball. Yeah, I'm thinking. That's why I said Seth Rogen. That's all, because he was in The Green Hornet. But you said I heard green. I heard green, and then I didn't hear nothing. All right.
The boot of them.
All right. No, nigga, it's not that. I'm tired.
I know. I'm just playing with you.
I know y'all.
But that's all that is. And now she's making the rounds. She on TV shows. She's still getting
paid. She's getting mad at you right now. Yeah. But again,
she's working
her hand. Just like
Donald
Trump. Her hands are just not white. Her hands are just not white hands, so she's not going to work them as good and as wide as Donald Trump's hands are. But again, he taught her. And I'm sure in the process of him teaching her.
I beg to differ with you. Huh? I beg to differ with you. I beg to differ with you because I think she dealt herself. She held a couple of them aces back from the last hand. And she got some stuff that if what she's saying is true, that can make the 45 fold his hand. That's what she
really. Well, I said, well, let me put a
because she
let me put a rhetorical question out there. Then go ahead, brother.
Because she's walking around letting everybody know she got the evidence to bring to expose everything from the very beginning till now.
Okay, now, all I want to say is this right here.
Has anyone seen Marilyn Monroe?
Okay, let's just keep right on moving.
Just saying, you walk around with you walk around with some shit. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna throw that in the atmosphere. If you like it, hold on to it. If you don't, just throw it right back. That's all I'm saying.
What you said, hit a nigga on the mall?
Yeah. I'm just saying. It was rhetorical. I don't want no answer to that. I just asked the question.
I'm sure she got herself somewhere. I know she got it somewhere for safekeeping. She ain't walking around with it on her.
But here's the thing. If she recorded him in the White House, can you imagine what she got out of him from her when he was on The Apprentice?
Or if just from everyday shit, because you just don't wake up one day and decide to start recording somebody. Because again, you in the White House, I'm sure there's security rooms and briefings and checks that you go through. So again, we have to have hidden microphone.
You don't, bro. You don't, because she recorded Kelly in the Situation Room, and it's crystal clear. So Trump's 45's White House has no security, and this is what happened. She knew her time was getting nigh. And she started getting her cards in order. Everybody walk around there on pins and needles because they don't know what. Because she was a top level official, so she was in a lot of important meetings. So
but watch this stuff.
And that security stuff, they had none. I mean, you got to hear the recording of her and Kelly in the Situation Room when Kelly was letting her go. It don't get any clearer than that. So that was in the Situation Room. Who else you know was able to record somebody in the Situation Room? That's what she got.
Go ahead,
that
baby.
That shit was crystal clear. That was more clear than than that Jeopardy tone.
Okay.
Catch up. Shit all
day. I'm tracking. But you know what, though? But this all I'm going to say is this right here. Just think on a little different level.
If you the fact that everybody else who sat in those meetings are nervous. come on. What am I nervous about? I work for the President of the United States. I'm as a cabinet official. What could I possibly be talking about that would have me nervous that somebody would hear? That's just going to show you really how effed up all this shit is, man.
Exactly, and that's what she said. Every day they brief 45 on how to lie out of situations. They never really gave him the facts about anything. It was just always how to lie your way out of situations. That was his briefing, how to lie out. Everything that they tell us is 99% a lie. And we already knew this, and technically what she's doing is just confirming what we knew.
So how do you get a liar to confirm a lie? How does one do that?
Something else I found interesting.
You give him a job paying $180,000 a year?
There was something else that I found interesting. They're coming at her now with a non-disclosure, but according to what they were saying, none of the other presidents, you know, Bush, Obama, Clinton,
nobody.
They never had any of their other signing non-disclosures. But 45 has all of his staff and, you know, signing non-disclosures. So I thought that was interesting.
That's because 45 running the White House like he run Trump organization. And in his organization, he's allowed to have non-disclosures. And he's got those people in the White House signing it because the same dirty stuff he was doing in Trump Plaza, he's doing in the White House. And they trying to make it seem like everybody did it, but none of the other presidents did that.
Yeah, that's what they
only
said. Obama, 45. Bush, or Clinton, none of them, you know, did that. So I was like, well, okay, that's interesting because they're trying to come at her with that.
Yeah, well, everybody, he's got all of his people. He did make them sign non-disclosures. He did. And what he did, like all of his top cabinet officials that left, you know what he did?
Right.
He got them jobs paying them $15,000 a month.
And job, watch this.
$15,000 a month.
They work for the same people
nothing.
Who fired them. Yeah,
that's
do
correct.
Nothing.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
I've seen that.
That's why all
that.
The other people, that's why none of the other people are talking. Hey, I'm taking this $180,000 this year, and I'm going to be quiet. But what she sees is I can take that, I can turn that instead of $180,000, I can make this about a half a mil. So that's the hand she playing.
But I just want her to always.
She...
I'm just saying.
She done been through so much stuff in her life, man, that
I think
this is
so,
all
yeah.
just a game to her. She ain't got nothing to lose, man.
That's
I mean,
true.
But actually, they said that he really doesn't want to. Yeah,
huh?
That's right. Sure did.
Her husband died on her while they was in the bed.
Just like in the color purple.
Her brother got shot. Her brother got shot. Her father got shot. She had it pretty hard. So she spent. That's what you call from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
So call her what you want. I mean, I'm not stinking. I'm just telling you some of the stuff that she's went through in the game that she got.
But listen to this,
learned,
though.
She learned from his and took it to another level.
But listen
now
to this part here.
Like, oh, wait a minute.
But she, like I said, she gonna flip that around. But here go the media spin. Here go the media spin. She can't be trusted. She's a liar. All she said was, okay, but nigga, I got tapes. I got tapes. What do you think? I made these
That's
tapes?
It. Yeah.
And
yeah,
she said
and
herself,
she knew that.
If she didn't have them tapes, they probably would be laughing right. her out of everywhere, man.
That's correct. See, that's how I know she got it. She played her cards right. She knew what she was doing. I know if I go and tell these people that ain't nobody gonna believe me. Let me get some tapes to back it up. Did you see how she got the 45 son Eric's wife? She got on TV talking about, I never had such a conversation with her. She is just crazy and delusional. I've never said anything like that. But the next day, for her to break out the tapes and her to confirm everything that Omarosa said was exactly what was on that tape. And then she had to come back and say it was misunderstood. But she knew anything that I present, I got to have tapes or they ain't going to believe me. So that's why I know she got some more stuff stored away somewhere.
Okay. So let's play the other end of the spectrum. If you 45, what do you do? If you 45, what's your move right now?
Spin it. Just like what you're doing. Remember. Remember,
but the tape is making it hard to spin, though.
No, it ain't. They got a tape on him, dude. Remember, they got a tape on him talking about grabbing woman and they pussy. And they ain't doing nothing. Catch up.
Huh?
Yeah. And they played that tape. And did that deter anybody from voting for him? No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. No. In fact, women voted for him.
But now,
him.
Hold on now. But see, here go the thing. And somebody jump in here if I'm wrong. The thing is, it ain't so much about you call somebody a nigga or you did some other shit that you think the world don't know about with Russia. That's not what it is, from my understanding. Here go the bombshell. When she showed in tapes that 45 knew about the Wikipedia emails, the leak that knew about Hillary Clinton's emails before Wikipedia launched them. From my understanding, that's what's going to be the collusion characteristic that start the impeachment process. So again, all that 45 cent nigga, come on, man, whatever. If you got some shit about him knowing of the emails before they were leaked, see, that's the shit you want to lead with. Because that's the shit that's
No, it's not. No. I lead with that. I can't make my money. I got to set y'all up. This is part of the expense,
right.
Part of the drama. Right. I got to tease y'all. I'm going to put a little
bit of what Mueller's doing.
Right.
She's doing
Mueller should be setting something meeting up. He should be having a meeting with her soon.
That's what's going to happen. Those tapes about the information she got regarding the emails and stuff like that, that's Mueller stuff. She's not handing that out.
What's she say?
No,
that's when I drop the mic. When I present that, that's when I'm going to drop the mic.
That's what she do, but I got to set y'all up. I got to be on TV. I got to have some book signing tours and stuff. I got to make my money. And if I drop my load on the first shot, I'm cutting out $500,000. I can't do that. That girl got her A game now. I don't know. I don't know how far it's gonna take her, but she's coming with her A game.
Yeah.
She won the apprentice, didn't she? I don't think she won it.
But he still gave her a job, but I don't think she won it.
Right.
But
right.
he still,
yeah,
I mean, she played the game so, she played the game so good because people watched it because they just hated her. They watched it and tuned in just to see her because they hated her so much.
Well, she playing, she's going to win this apprentice.
I think she fucked him. I think she sucked his dick though. And he told her, come on, girl, you can ride.
Okay. Ooh. Wait a minute. Talking about coming in hard from left field. He was like, nah, she ain't fucking. But I think she's sucking dick though. Hey, but
I'm just saying, man.
I wouldn't put that past her. It's not part of the game. And you know that. And you know that's what he about. He about
she,
it. So,
oh, well, she had to get
so
on with somebody.
If you think he didn't smash that, then that's you won't even know that man at all.
Right.
You don't even know that man at all. Yeah, he smashed that, yeah. But again, they trying to spin her off like, you know, again, she crazy, she this, she that. Again, trying to damage her character. But again, say what you want.
Well, I mean, he called
whatever
her, he called
game
her
she
a dog.
Played. Yeah, he,
I mean,
let me tell you something. If you will call somebody a dog, if you will call somebody a dog, what's this? On the world, so the world can hear. Come on, man, nigga is not anything new to you,
bro.
Yeah.
But he only refers to black people in that
there
manner.
You go.
Only
that's
black
right.
people
that, that's
he refers
not
to in
that's
that
not
manner.
True.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's true.
Who do you call a dog?
Is it? He called everybody a dog. He called Rubio a dog. He called Bush a dog. He called that was running for president during the debates. He called them all dogs. He called
Hillary.
Because
I've never heard him refer to anybody else other than black people.
No,
he
said some wicked shit about him. No, he says some wicked shit.
No,
I don't remember him referring to
him called
his own animals. All right. I
thought
you were
he called them all a dog.
Neither.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Trust me when I tell y'all, right?
But shit just, you know, it's just like so much stuff going on. I mean, shit just needs to settle down, man. I mean, yeah, shit needs to settle down. We got 45 can't stay off Twitter. We got, it's just all kind of shit all over. We're losing our position in the world market or on the world stage. So when I say shit needs to settle down, let's put some spin on that. And somebody tell me some shit that needs to settle down in your world. Brother Messenger, what kind of shit don't need to settle down?
Well, right now, I think Rudy Giuliani needs to settle down because that guy done lost his mind. That man go out there and say one day he said hi, and the next day he said, I didn't say that. And they have him on tape saying it. And he turned right back around and said, no, I didn't say that. He out there telling telling Mueller how to run his own investigation against his client. He need to settle down.
Did Giuliani tell him?
Yeah,
what did he say? If this shit go past September 1st, it's gotta be over.
Yeah.
They checked the books and
it's
like, gonna be over. Rudy, where you get that shit from, man? What's your reference point?
Yeah.
Oh
somewhere in there, Texas. Everybody that's been working in the FBI all their life have no clue. But Rudy know.
Rudy know.
To settle down.
Yeah. Hey, Sister Purr, what can you think of in this? Huh?
What? What do I need to settle down in my world?
Rough.
You
no,
and
what?
Those sound effect buttons.
Hold on. She's on a roll today.
I'm going through it, but it's not the right last show. I'm going through something.
Okay.
Hey, Sister Purr, you make sure you come back tomorrow, okay? And we'll get you through that.
I'm hanging on by a thread, and if he pushes that button one more time, I'm going. On the news, I'm telling you what.
Anyway. Hey, big boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you think needs to settle down, big boy?
Well, a lot of shit. But just touching bases there on that gun control, if I had to choose between freedom of speech and my gun, I'd choose my gun. And then I'd say whatever the fuck I want to say because I got a gun.
Oh my goodness.
Alright. Oh man, who did I forget? I'm forgetting somebody.
Aww.
No, alright.
Yeah, everybody else, you just called me. You came at me first. Like you did at the top of the show. And I ain't really appreciate that.
somebody restrain him. I got that order. I got that restraining order. Well, look at here.
You're a little aggressive. He's a little aggressive,
you know,
isn't he?
Really, like I said, I'm so glad that we hang the phone up. He can't get right to me. Because sound like...
No, it ain't like that.
Ain't it like that?
We got baby girl
and Sister Carmen needs to tell us what needs it. Okay. All right. Hello.
Baby girl.
I guess these Republicans up in government that should be draining the swamp instead of how they've just been, raping this country with all the stuff they've been doing.
Okay.
In government, a lot of these Republicans in office, what they've been doing.
Yeah, let's see all the Republicans, man. It's political.
I mean, the ones that Trump have in his administration.
Hey,
how he should have been draining the swamp, but instead they've been.
That's everybody.
Yeah,
but I'm saying when he got in office, he was saying he was going to drain the swamp, but instead it hasn't been going that way. Seems like everybody that he has in his staff, instead they've been ripping off this country. The ones that he has in his administration.
Okay, that needs to settle down.
I would say so. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just repeating the question.
It's like a long list of them. Every time I turn around, it's somebody in his that he has, you know, that he picked in his staff that's been ripping the country off, doing something.
Well, when he hired him, he told him, "We got full access now, baby. We don't even have to skirt around the law." We write the law now. Come on, baby. Let's everybody get on board.
We is the law.
Yeah, we is.
We is the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a long list of them. It's ridiculous. That needs to settle down.
That's because, once again, we don't pick our politicians. Our politicians pick us. That's why everything is the way it is.
It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be,
but that's the way it is.
Hey, whatever happens to
just
I elect you to represent me. What happened to that? That don't exist nowhere, do it.
Well, whatever happened to We the People?
Really.
We the People.
Yeah,
right?
Not really.
We the People.
Now you got to remember now, when we wrote We the People, we wasn't people. So let's not go back. We the People didn't mean us. Intentionally did not mean us. That was for the others. Yeah, so We the People wasn't us. It was We the People in our property. Now, again, if the words were authentic, then that's a powerful statement. But when you wrote the word, you wrote them on that bullshit. So, you know, if we could swing it back over now, because that's all this whole nation is saying. Those that are not in that 2%. Just make the shit fair, man. God damn, at some point, could we stop with the bullshit?
But it ain't like that, though, because when you get in that position, you get greedy, especially when you can see what you're getting away with. That's why the job pays so well.
Well, again, this is why when your intentions may be good at first, but when you get you're the one around 50 others who got their hand in the cookie jar, at some point you develop a sweet tooth also, unless you like mega, mega strong. And in all reality or sincerity, that's a lot to ask somebody, man. Everybody, you
they call that brother.
They call,
that being Brother Malcolm. Remember when Baines came at Malcolm and asked him what he wanted?
Yeah.
He tried to buy him.
Yeah.
He couldn't.
No, because again, that's why I said people like that don't come around often. It don't, because most people will be like, okay, brother, well, I like a new house and a new car. Or, hey, I want a corner office. So again, people that resist that kind of power, that kind of money, they're few and far between. There should be more, but they're not. But anyway, let me get over to Nurse Carmen. What shit needs to settle down?
One second, guys, really quick. This is a list of the people that have been charged with pleading to a crime in Trump's administration. Trump's second campaign manager, Trump's deputy campaign manager, Trump's national secretary advisor, Trump's foreign policy advisor, Trump's first campaign manager, pleaded, well, battery charges, but later was... And Trump's first congressional endorser. All of these people pleaded to charges of crimes. That's ridiculous.
Well, when you got that many people with their hand in the cookie jar, trust me, everybody going to have some dirt on them. Again, that's why everybody... freaking out about what Omarosa could play for the world. Because I'm telling you, your intentions could be good. With everybody around you stealing and they coming up. Now watch this. We all driving Mercedes-Benz. We all drive Mercedes-Benz. But those who have their hand in the cookie jar got a Mercedes and they got a Lamborghini. That might be cool at first. Then they got the bigger house. And nobody's questioning them. So what happens is, just because now I only have that Mercedes, I want what you have, because there is no penalty for me to get it. So again, keeping people honest when you're surrounded by crooks, and when a list that long of top people closest to the president, you got to know they all understood two things. One, he really don't know what the fleek is going on. And two, he really don't care if he knew, because he got his own agenda of shit he got to get. All right? So when it's that many people stealing, come on, man. That is like the culture there. And it's going to take a minute.
Yeah.
It's going to take two or three. And here's the real bad part. And there's Carmen. I'm going to come right back to you because I haven't forgot. Here's the real bad part. The shit that he doing right now, it means the next two presidents that come in office, he just showed them, minus you over there allegedly fucking with Mother Russia, you'd still be here. So we're not fucking with Russia, but we're going to take some other shit that you did, and we're going to put that in play. So again, I think he just another thing he opened up is your political background is no longer a requirement to run for president. And I'm telling you, that's sad. I think.
Very, very.
All right. Hey, but Nurse Carmen, tell me some shit that needs to settle down.
I don't even know who they are. But part of it is United States Postal Service. Okay? UPS.
Oh,
my packages have not been delivered to my door, or they say they're delivered. With UPS, United States Postal Service, and other delivery services. So that needs to settle down.
Say it. You say it, sister. You say it.
Well,
Yep.
All I'm going to say to that is...
I know someone who works at the post office.
I know a person, yes. Watch this. I'm not going to disagree with that. I ain't fucking with that. I'm going to leave that shit alone. And we'll talk offline, Nurse Carmen.
Hold up. I want to take that back. I do what kind of stop is you coming at me first when I wasn't, you know, ready to talk, and you came at me all first, and I just told you I was on the night, and then everybody else come behind me, and they're giving this extravaganza way of saying, like, you know, they got sunshine coming out their ass. I don't appreciate that, and that's got to stop. You got to stop with me. I ain't saying you got to stop. You just got to stop with me. Don't come at me like that. You come at me, just for the record, you come at me third or last or something like that. Don't never come at me first.
Well, give you time to get yourself together.
Yeah, I was doing something.
You need some time? All right.
That was like a deer in the headlights,
yeah. Okay. All right. He need time.
See, you know what this means. Well, let me take a moment and speak to baby brother. See, those who make the production meeting really understand what's happening right now. But to baby brother, I want to say to you that I'm really going to try to make sure that you are not first. Would that satisfy you, baby brother?
Yes, it will.
Okay, baby, bro. Now, can you go over there?
I thought this was understood yesterday, you know? But then again, it was also understood that we wouldn't be going in any particular order. I thought that was with the topic. I didn't know that meant with, you know, the hellos.
Yes, okay.
He deviated from the plan.
Yeah,
he did.
Be better to do the hellos at the end.
Let's
work on that at the next production meeting. We're going to do the hellos at the end, all right?
If you want to. I'm just saying, just don't come at me first.
He's sorry.
Okay, we're live on the radio right now.
I figured you go to the messenger or something like that.
Yo, man, if you watch it, if you don't get somewhere and sit your way, man, hold on. Let me just look here. If you don't get somewhere and sit your baby bro ass down, man, right now, okay?
He's in his feelings right now.
Let me show you how this shit go, all right? Baby bro, middle bro, oldest bro. Now, two of them three. Hold on now, two of them three you're not. All right, and the one that you are, sit your ass down. Leave me alone right now, man. Nurse Carmen.
Yes.
Everybody
but
went
see,
with
I,
me.
I can change, look, I can change that again, because now, you see, you're acting like seniority. Oh, seniority rules. So just because you're older than me, that means what you say goes.
Tell mommy later.
I'm telling Jesus.
What's that? Sir? I must tell Jesus. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, look at here. We're down to 30 seconds. And
just so the co-producer of the podcast doesn't offend anyone, hey, baby bro, would you go ahead and say your goodnights?
No.
I want him to. I want him to close the show. He is the last one.
There you go. Get out of messenger. Messenger, tell him.
You're the last one. There is no one after you. I want you to close the show.
Everybody else did it.
Yeah.
We got 2 minutes.
Close the show, baby bro.
Long story short, long story short, I'm saying if you keep talking, we just gonna get cut off like we ain't paid the bill.
That's not gonna happen. I need you to take us home, baby, bro.
Jay, see, he's coming at me again first.
See, you leave me alone. Hey, listen, podcast on here. Hey, this is the addict doing what we do. Okay, is my microphone not on? All right, watch this. Okay, on three, everybody just take us home. One, hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good evening.
Great
show,
man.
Great
show.
Everybody had a good time.
Wait till next
Wednesday.
Still trying to out topic. And you still got time left.
Good night, audience.
That didn't work out good, did it?
Uncle. Peace, everybody.
No,
have a nice evening. We'll see you next Wednesday.
We'll talk to you next.